The Lighter. Written by J.Q. and read by Litra. A DC's Legends of Tomorrow, The Flash fanfic. With the pairing Mick Rory, Leonard Snart. Summary. Mick's a stress eater when it comes to big projects. A short fluff piece. Not all the weirdos in Central are actually bad guys. Across the hall from Mick, for example, lives a seer. Just a floor up is Mick's sorceress ex-girlfriend. Shit, even a fallen constellation lives on the ground floor of his building. All of them are annoyingly heroic goody-two-shoes, and all of them like to batter his door until they can come in and drag him outside. Cisco, the seer, is the latest intruder. When Mick tries ignoring his knocks, he shouts through the door. I predict you're going to die from lack of sun if you don't open up. Mick snaps back. And I predict you're gonna die from my fist down your throat if you don't shut up. Surprisingly, that actually works. Mick should have known better. His phone vibrates. And vibrates again. And again. And again. From Ramon. Mick? Open up, Mick. Mick! Get out! Mick sets his phone to silent. Then Cisco calls, I'm buying lunch! He grabs his keys. Lunch turns into a visit to the store, and Mick buying enough shit to survive the apocalypse. Now that Cisco's started it, the process has begun. Mick's a stress eater when he gets caught up in a project. Really caught up. He keeps reminding himself that he's gotta eat, and somehow that translates into eat every two lines. His last set of pieces paid enough for him to meet his goal. What have I unleashed? Cisco asks. He shudders at Mick's grin. When Len visits, two nights later, he enters Mick's apartment with a Raymond called me. Mick, who's just finishing gobbling up another cinnamon bun, grimaces. How the fuck did my manager get your number?
He also claims to be your friend, Len says, sidling up to him.
He's wearing his jeans and combat boots, with a black t-shirt depicting Darth Vader and two stormtroopers in fancy suits.
As for my number, he apparently snatched your phone when you went out for coffee last week.
Mick glowers.
What did the idiot say?
That I should check up on you. Someone named Cisco started a cycle of yours?
Len pointedly looks at the empty food boxes around Mick's stool, the stains on the art school grad shirt, and the stray sugar dust on Mick's mouth. Mick feels inexplicably embarrassed.
Problem? He growls.
It's not exactly healthy, Mick.
Says the guy who holes up in a tiny room.
Pot kettle.
Mick shrugs.
It helps.
He tries to resume his work, huffing.
Are you gonna stand there all night?
Depends if you're moving.
Len, I gotta finish this.
Will you be able to tonight?
That doesn't...
Len drags him from his stool, setting his pencil down. Fucking vampire. Mick finds himself shoved on his couch. He's given a bottle of water and a sitcom to watch. Once he shows Len the empty bottle, Len climbs on top of him and rewards him with cold kisses.
Lenny, he murmurs, you don't gotta.
I know I don't gotta, Len smirks, but I can.
Mick gathers him closer with an excited hum. Since he's got no blood flow, Len can't get it up anymore, but he can still feel arousal sometimes. Even when he doesn't, he likes to watch Mick anyway. No matter what, it's a win-win. Unfortunately, Mick lives with a cat. Len's barely started palming Mick through his sweats when he stops dead. Mick's about to complain, then he sees it. A dark ball of fur settling on Len's back.
You gotta be kidding me, Mick groans.
Slowly, Len settles completely on his stomach, flattening his back so Vulcan can get comfy. That bastard's only a little annoyed at being interrupted. Probably because he's not the one who has to deal with a boner straining against his very available, very close partner. Mick grabs his stash of Doritos from the coffee table. Len knocks it out of his hands.
You fucking...
I don't usually say this, Mick, but you need to stop eating for a while.
The shit takes the remote and puts on a Star Wars movie. Mick has half a mind to demand they watch Phantom Menace just to piss him off. The closest Len can get to an orgasm is drinking from Mick as endorphins flood his system. He takes a chance and bites his shoulder. With the bedroom door firmly shut, Len brings Mick off after catching him in the midst of another binge. He makes these gorgeous little moans as he gulps Mick's rush, milking it for all it's worth until Mick gives him a light push.
Almost done, Mick tells him.
Len hums, blinking slowly in the dim light. His pupils are dilated, movements lazy as he laps at the blood.
Get me a towel or something, you bastard.
Another hum, a blur of motion. Vulcan paws at the door.
For fuck's sake.
Somehow, Mick works better with Len around. Len jokes about Lucky Charms, but he might not be far off. He still eats more than usual, yet with more frequent visits, he's regulated a bit. The results surprise even him.
Lenny, he calls faintly. I finished.
Len, holding Vulcan over his shoulder like a baby, saunters over.
So soon? He drawls. I thought you said...
He shuts his blabbering mouth.
Call Raymond.
Mick snorts.
It's 2 a.m.
He'll wake up for this.
Mick can't help a happy smile.
Yeah?
Len sets Vulcan down to get a closer look.
Yeah.
Leo Ivanovic is speechless about his work. Teenage Mick's probably creaming his pants. The first night of his work's exhibition, Mick finds Len in a tasteful suit among the other gawkers. This is a beautiful piece of photography, one of the viewers exclaims. Mick scoffs.
That's not photography, lady. I did that with colored pencils and caffeine.
Len smirks. He actually looks proud to be the one hooking arms with Mick.
Yes, he says. Caffeine.
Mick pinches his elbow.
Think of all the lighter fluid that posed for this,
the fucker adds. Mick looks at the lighter, caught seconds after ignition, confused.
What are you talking about? I did it from memory.
Len stops again. He spills wine on Mick's shoes.
Hey!
Whoops, better go clean that up.
Mick grumbles all the way to the bathroom.
You could have just asked for a fuck, you know?
Len smirks.
Where's the fun in that?
The next time the cycle starts, Mick calls Len instead. He points to Vulcan and orders,
No cock blocks!
He swears he can hear Vulcan laugh at him.